Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents HBR Guide to Project Management by Harvard Business Review, narrated by Jonathan Yen. Publisher's note: this audiobook has bonus material. Please contact whomever you purchased this audiobook from to request the material.
What you'll learn. You've been asked to lead a project. You appreciate the vote of confidence, but are you panicking because you haven't a clue where to begin? Do you worry that stakeholders will tug you in a million directions, making it impossible to set clear goals, let alone deliver the goods on time and on budget? How will you know when to stick to your original plan and when to be flexible? And how will you keep all your team members excited about this project when they have so many other pressures on them? This guide will give you the confidence and tools you need to manage projects effectively. You'll get better at choosing the right team and keeping it humming, avoiding scope creep, zeroing in on critical tasks and mapping out a logical sequence, making heads or tails of Gantt and PERT charts, getting disruptive team members on board, keeping stakeholders in the loop, gauging your project success, deciding when to cut bait, capturing and using lessons learned. Chapter 1: The Four Phases of Project Management. Whether you're in charge of developing a website, designing a car, moving a department to a new facility, updating an information system, or just about any other project, large or small, you'll go through the same four phases: planning, build-up, implementation, and closeout. Even though the phases have distinct qualities, they overlap. For example, you'll typically begin planning with a ballpark budget figure and an estimated completion date. Once you're in the build-up and implementation phases, you'll define and begin to execute the details of the project plan. That will give you new information, so you'll revise your budget and end date. In other words, do more planning, according to your clearer understanding of the big picture. Planning. How to map out a project. When people think of project planning, their minds tend to jump immediately to scheduling, but you won't even get to that part until the build-up phase. Planning is really about defining fundamentals, what problem needs solving, who will be involved, and what will be done. Determine the real problem to solve. Before you begin, take time to pinpoint what issue the project is actually supposed to fix. It's not always obvious. Say the CIO at your company has asked you, an IT manager, to develop a new database and data entry system. You may be eager to jump right into the project to tackle problems you have struggled with firsthand. But will that solve the company's problem? To increase the project's chance of success, you must look beyond the symptoms you have observed. We can't get the data out fast enough, and I have to sift through four different reports just to compile an update on my client's recent activity. To find the underlying issues the organization is trying to address. Before designing the database, you should ask what type of data is required, what will be done with it, how soon a fix is needed, and so on. If you don't, you'll run the risk of wasting time and money by creating a solution that is too simplistic, too complicated, or too late, or one that doesn't do what users need it to do. Identify the stakeholders. The real problem will become even clearer once you figure out who all your stakeholders are. That is, which functions or people might be affected by the project's activities or outcomes. Who will contribute resources? People, space, time, tools, and money? And who will use and benefit from the project's output? They will work with you to spell out exactly what success on the project means. Have them sign off on what they expect at the end of the project and what they are willing to contribute to it. And if the stakeholders change midstream, be prepared not only to respond to the new players, but also to include all the others in any decision to redirect the project. Whether you're managing a project in a corporation or working as an independent consultant, it's critical to have the support of the people you're working for. They may take a blue-sky view and demand an enormous amount of work within an unrealistic time period, or expect you to perform miracles with inadequate resources or staffing. As the project manager, you'll need to make sure the requirements and resources line up fairly evenly, or you will set yourself up for failure. Define project objectives. One of the most challenging planning tasks is to meld stakeholders' various expectations into a coherent and manageable set of goals. The project's success will be measured by how well you meet those goals. The more explicitly you state them at the outset, the less disagreement you will face later about whether you have met expectations. In the planning phase, however, much is still in flux, so you'll revise your objectives later on as you gather information about what you need to achieve. When defining objectives, think SMART, S-M-A-R-T. They should be S, specific, M, measurable, A, action-oriented, R, realistic, T, time-limited. Suppose your HR department has been tasked with identifying potential new providers for your company's health benefits plan because the current ones aren't delivering the level of service they should, given how much money employees have to pay for them. The project's SMART objectives may be to 1. Survey, action-oriented, at least 6, measurable, providers that meet the department's minimum threshold criteria for service quality. 2. Recommend, action-oriented, at the June, time-limited, board of directors meeting, the 3, specific, that offer the best and broadest coverage at a cost that is at least 10%, realistic, less than the company's current per-employee contribution. Keep the following factors in mind as you define your project's objectives. Quality. Identify quality standards and determine how to measure and satisfy them. Organization. Calibrate goals depending on the people and other resources you have available. Communication. Determine what information each stakeholder needs and how to deliver it. Determine scope, resources, and major tasks. Many projects fail either because they bite off more than they can chew and thus grossly underestimate time and money, or because a significant part of the work has been overlooked. One tool that can help you avoid these problems is the Work Breakdown Structure, WBS, which aids in the process of determining scope and tasks and developing estimates. The underlying concept is to subdivide complex activities into their most manageable units. To create a WBS, ask, what will have to be done in order to accomplish X? Continue to ask this question until your answer is broken down into tasks that cannot be subdivided further. Estimate how long it will take to complete these tasks and how much they will cost in terms of dollars and person hours. A WBS typically consists of 3 to 6 levels of subdivided activities. The more complex the project, the more levels it will have. As a general rule, you shouldn't have more than 20, and only an enormous project would require that many. Here in the planning phase, don't worry about the sequence of activities. You will take care of scheduling in the build-up phase. Rather, use the WBS to create the framework that you'll fill in once you have a better sense of your staff, budget, and time constraints. Padding estimates is an acceptable way to reduce risk, but do it openly and communicate your reasons to the stakeholders. As a result of your thoughtful planning, you'll be able to rough out an estimate of how many people, with what skills, you'll need for the project. You'll also have a good idea of how long the project will take. Prepare for trade-offs. Time, cost, and quality are the three related variables that typically dictate what you can achieve. Quality equals time plus cost. Change any of these variables and you change your outcome. Of course, such alterations often occur in the middle of a project. If your time frame for developing a new database management system is suddenly cut in half, for instance, you will need to either employ twice the number of people or be satisfied with a system that isn't as robust as originally planned. Don't let bells and whistles get in the way of mission-critical activities. The key is to establish a level of quality that meets your stakeholders' needs. Knowing from the start which variable is most important to each stakeholder will help you make the right changes along the way. It's your responsibility to keep everyone informed of any tweaks and tell them what the consequences will be in terms of time, cost, and quality. Work breakdown structure, a sample planning document. Develop a work breakdown structure, WBS, to ensure that you do not overlook a significant part of a complex activity or underestimate the time and money needed to complete the work. Use multiple pages as needed. Describe the overall project. The overall project will migrate three web servers and databases to a new physical data center. The project requires that five new servers be provisioned in the new data center. These servers will mirror the production servers existing in the old data center. The new servers will be built to the same specifications as the old ones. They will run the same application and have the same content. Once implemented, the new equipment will be tested to confirm functionality. The sites will have a cutover and go-live date. Finally, the old equipment will be decommissioned and reabsorbed into inventory. Major task: obtain equipment. Level 1 subtasks: purchase 3 web servers and 2 databases. Ship equipment to new data center. Level 2 subtasks: cut PO and order servers. Alert data center that equipment is slated for arrival. Subtask duration: 7 days. Major task: provision and implement equipment. Level 1 subtasks: physically install hardware, load operating systems, load applications, mirror content to new servers. Level 2 subtasks: rack and cable new equipment in data center and ensure physical and network connectivity. Load base-level operating systems for web and database servers. Load application-level software, including web server software, database applications, and any required dependencies. Copy configurations from production sites, transfer to new servers, and load appropriately. Subtask duration: 8 days. Major task: test equipment. Level 1 subtasks: test machines. Level 2 subtasks: ensure network connectivity as well as web and database access functionality and integrity. Subtask duration: 2 days. Major task: go live with new equipment. Level 1 subtasks: cut over to new production site. Data and content integrity check. Level 2 subtasks: switch web and database access to new sites. Run a series of predetermined tests to ensure that data is accurate and that any updates since mirroring have been captured and applied as necessary. Subtask duration: 2 days. Major task: test again. Level 1 subtasks: let sites burn in for 24 hours and check integrity once again. Level 2 subtasks: run series of tests once more to ensure that updates and logging are functioning correctly. Subtask duration, 1 day. Major task. Decommission old equipment. Level 1 subtasks. Remove equipment from data center. Reabsorb equipment for future use. Level 2 subtasks. Deinstall equipment. Erase software and content. Ship equipment back to inventory. Subtask duration, 2 days. Build-up. How to get the project going. In the build-up phase, you bring your team together. Time estimates become schedules. Cost estimates become budgets. You gather your resources. You get commitments, and you make them. Assemble your team. Your first task in this phase is to assess the skills needed for the project so you can get the right people on board. This assessment flows directly from the work breakdown structure you did during the planning phase, in which you developed your best estimate of the necessary tasks and activities. You may need to bring in people, either temporary workers or employees from other parts of the organization, who have certain skills. Don't forget to budget time and money for training to cover any gaps you can't fill with people who are already up to speed. Plan assignments. If you've built your own team, you've probably already decided who will do what. Or, if you've inherited a team but worked with the members before, you can still make the assignments yourself. But if a new, unfamiliar group is assigned to you, list the people on the team, list the skills required, and talk to each team member about her own skill set before you match people to tasks. This approach starts the process of team communication and cohesion. For example, if the project calls for a skill no one on the team possesses, members may know someone else who has it, or they may express interest in being trained themselves. Clearly, you can't do everything yourself, even if you want to. After you've decided how you will assign tasks to team members, give each person the information and resources needed to succeed, and then back off and let your team members do their jobs. You may, as the project proceeds, have to delegate more tasks than originally anticipated. Be flexible enough to do so, without forgetting that you, as project manager, are the one who's accountable for results. Tips for delegating effectively. Recognize the capabilities of your team members. Trust your team's ability to get the job done. Focus on results and let go of your need to get involved in how tasks are accomplished. Consider delegation as a way to develop the skills of your team. Always delegate to the lowest possible level to make the best use of staff resources. Explain assignments clearly and provide resources needed for successful completion. Deflect reverse delegation. Do not automatically solve problems or make decisions for your staff members. Focus on generating alternatives together. Create the schedule. It would be nice if you could tally up the to-dos and say, "With the resources we have, we will need this much time," and then get exactly what you've asked for. But the reality is, most projects come with fixed beginning and end dates, regardless of available resources. To create a realistic schedule within those constraints, work backward from any drop-dead deadlines you know about, that is, dates that cannot be changed, to see when your deliverables must be ready. For instance, if an annual report is due for a shareholders' meeting, and you know it takes the printer 2 weeks, then all the final art and copy for the report must be ready to go to the printer 2 weeks before the meeting. Depending on the complexity of your project, you may also rely on tools such as the critical path method and a performance evaluation and review technique, PERT chart, to help with the sequencing of tasks, and a Gantt chart to map out their chronological order and duration. You'll learn how to use these tools elsewhere in this guide. For now, though, keep in mind the working backward rule of thumb and these basic steps for scheduling. 1. Use the work breakdown structure or a similar outline to develop a list of activities or tasks and plot out their sequence by determining which ones are critical to achieving the desired final outcome. 2. Assign each task as a deliverable. For instance, compose rough draft of survey questions. 3. Use deliverables to create a schedule with realistic due dates. 4. Identify bottlenecks that could upset the schedule. 5. Determine ways to remove bottlenecks or build in extra time to get around them. 6. Establish control and communication systems for updating and revising the schedule. 7. Keep all stakeholders involved in and informed of the project's progress and any schedule modifications. Hold a kickoff meeting. As soon as you've chosen your players and set the schedule, bring everyone together for a kickoff meeting. Go over the project's plan and objectives with the group in as much detail as possible and review the proposed time frame. Be sure to clarify roles and responsibilities. Encourage people to point out spots where problems may occur and where improvements could be made. Take all suggestions seriously, especially in areas where the team members have more experience than you do, and adjust your estimates and activities accordingly. Develop a budget. The first question to ask when developing a budget is, what will it take to actually do the work? To determine your costs, break down the project into the following categories. Personnel. Have you included all costs, both ongoing and extra, for employees and contract workers? This is typically the largest part of a budget. Travel. Is everyone on site, or will employees be brought in from other locations? Training. Does everyone know how to use all the necessary equipment and software? Do the members of your team possess all the required skills? Will training involve travel? Will you need to teach users how to implement your project when it's completed? Supplies. Will your team need anything in addition to the usual computers, software, and so on? Space. Do people have to be relocated? How much room will be required in the new space, and at what cost? Will there be ongoing maintenance expenses? Research. Will you have to buy studies or data to support this project? How much research will your team have to perform itself? At what cost? Capital expenditures. What expensive equipment or technical upgrades will be necessary to do the job? Will any capital expenditures pay for themselves? If so, how? Overhead. What is your projected overhead expense? Is it in line with your company's standard overhead percentage? After you've entered the figures from these standard categories into the budget, ask a trusted advisor what you forgot. Did you overlook insurance, licensing fees, costs for legal or accounting support? A budget, no matter how carefully planned, is just your best guess. Expect actual numbers to deviate from original estimates, and stay as flexible as possible within your limitations of time, quality demands, and total money available. Implementation. How to execute the project. It's time to put the plan into action. The implementation phase is often the most gratifying because work actually gets done, but it can also be the most frustrating. The details can be tedious and, at times, overwhelming. Monitor and control process and budget. Whether you have a formal project control system in place or you do your own regular checkups, try to maintain a big-picture perspective so that you don't become engulfed by details and petty problems. Project monitoring software systems can help you measure your progress. No single approach works for all projects. A system that's right for a large project can easily swamp a small one with paperwork, whereas a system that works for small projects won't have enough muscle for a big one. Respond quickly to changes in data or information as they come in, and look for early signs of problems so you can initiate corrective action. Otherwise, all you are doing is monitoring, not exercising control. Make it clear to your team that your responses to problems that arise won't do any good if you don't receive timely information. In most cases, the weekly updates are fine. But don't jump in to fix things too quickly. Allow your team members to work out small problems on their own. Watch the real numbers as they roll in to ensure that they are matching the budgeted amounts. Be ready to explain why extra costs are unavoidable. Common ones that sneak up on projects include increased overtime to keep things on schedule, consultant fees to resolve unforeseen problems, and fluctuations in currency exchange rates. Report progress. Stakeholders will generally want regular updates and status reports. Consult with them to see how much information they'd like and in what format. Don't hide or downplay problems as they come up, or you can easily transform them into crises. If you keep your stakeholders informed, they may turn out to be good resources when issues do arise. Hold weekly team meetings. When you're immersed in project details, it's easy to be diverted from critical activities to side paths that waste time. You and your team can stay focused by meeting once a week and periodically asking yourselves what's essential to the project's success. Set clear agendas for your meetings. Try structuring them around production numbers, revenue goals, or whatever other metrics you've chosen to gauge performance. Many of your agenda items will naturally stem from targets the project has missed, met, or exceeded. For instance, you may need to discuss as a group whether to incorporate more travel into the project because you've noticed a decline in productivity at a satellite office. Or you might ask the product designers on your team to continue gathering among themselves on a bi-weekly basis because they've doubled their creative output since they've begun doing so. Keep the momentum going by following up each week on any to-dos and connecting them with the metrics for overall performance. Also, celebrate small successes along the way. That will rekindle the team's enthusiasm as you make progress toward your larger objectives. Manage problems. Some problems have such far-reaching consequences that they can threaten the success of the entire project. Here are four of the biggest you'll face. 1. Time slippage. The most common problem in project management is falling behind schedule. Delays may be unavoidable, but you can usually at least improve the situation. The first step is to recognize that you're behind. If you've been monitoring the project's progress carefully, you'll quickly notice when schedules are being readjusted to accommodate delays or unexpected bottlenecks. 2. Scope creep. Time slippage can result from internal pressure to alter the scope of the project. When stakeholders ask for changes, it's your job to communicate clearly to them how those changes will affect cost, time, or quality. On some projects, scope creep is an ongoing battle for the project manager. After specific milestones and budgets have been agreed upon, people may begin to see more that could be achieved. Don't get caught up in trying to solve problems that lie beyond the established scope of your project, even ones that your company urgently needs to address. 3. Quality issues. Quality assurance plays a major role in any project's success. Unfortunately, it sometimes gives way to deadline pressure. Don't rush essential quality checks for the sake of the schedule. And when you examine deliverables, use the most appropriate tools, such as detailed inspections, checklists or statistical sampling to accept or reject them. Return or rework rejected deliveries.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?